Da 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 da.
That's what I was gonna do.
Oh dang. Okay, maybe we should.
I'll continue it the good way though, instead of the lame way in the later games. Da 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 da.
The Bit Boys special episode.
Yes, this is a very special episode of the Bit Boys podcast, because today will be our first theme week. We were going to be doing this a while back, but some plans changed around. There's not going to be a specific increment that we're going to be doing these in. It's just going to be when it works well.
Deemed appropriate.
So... I'm Faison Chaos.
And I'm Kaleos.
And if you haven't guessed it already, this week our theme is Final Fantasy.
1 through 13.
No, not just 1 through 13.
Because we also include the non-numerical ones.
Because there's a lot of those.
Oh, yeah.
I think according to... I forget where it was, but at some point, I think as of 2008, there was approximately 40-some games in the series total.
Oh, yeah, because you got this... Well, is that including remakes or not?
I have no idea.
Okay, because I remember, like, you know, we've got the... Well, just recently, like, didn't 1 and 2 come out on the iPhone again?
I believe so. Although I'm curious as if it was 2 or 4. I think it might have been 4.
Ooh.
But they called it 2. They really should stop doing that, because it just confuses people.
Yeah.
Like, they started being consistent, but then they come out with things and call them what they were originally called in North America, and it's like, ah, which number is it? Is it 2 or is it 4? Is it 3 or is it 6?
I need screenshots!
If it's anything past 4, if you say anything after 4, or if you say Final Fantasy, like just the first one, or 4 and on, then you know which one people are talking about. There's no confusion there. But if you say 2 or 3, it gets confusing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I guess we'll start with what stuff we have been playing this week, as usual,
yep.
Which has been very Final Fantasy related, because we knew we were going to be doing this.
Yeah, and 13 just came out recently, so I put in a decent amount of time with that over the last little while. Though not so much in the last few days, because I've been rather busy. So I was going to expand on my thoughts on 13. I've clocked about 12 hours on that, I think, so far. It might be more, might be less. But in any event, so I'm a decent way through the story. Stuff is starting to, like, come together, of course, and there's some character growth, at least, so I don't hate some of the characters like
That's
I did at
good.
The beginning. Hope is still a whiny little kid, though.
Oh, I was about to ask about that, so I heard you complain about it, but I guess that...
He's still whiny, but I see the growth potential there.
Okay. That's always good.
Yeah, it was kind of like Penny Arcade saying with, like, you have your lead or lead, depending on how you want to phrase it. It was a nice little play on words there.
Okay.
It was like, so you'd have your lead characters, and they were slowly alchemized into gold over time. And so, yeah. But they figured that we could have just gotten good characters to start with and made them better.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Yeah. It's kind of funny how the party gets split up, because at one point it's like Lightning and Hope, and then Saz and Vanille. So it's kind of like the people who are good, Vanille and Saz with his awesome choke boat, and then the other team, which pretty much just hates Snow. And I'm kind of like, that's an interesting split. So I've gotten some summons now, so I've gone to try out that system, because they've got this whole Gestalt mode system. It's kind
of
weird.
Most of them turn into, like, some of the other forms are weird. Like, doesn't Saz's turn into, like, a race car or something?
I think I saw that in one of the trailers, yeah. I've got a motorcycle and a horse right now.
Yeah, that's for Lightning and Snow, right?
Yep.
Odin and then the Shiva twins.
For some reason, they're twins. Yeah. Kind of interesting there. I finally seen, like, in one of the cutscenes when Lightning is walking around, she's carrying her gunblade as a gun for once instead of a blade. So I was like, oh, that's how it works. Because it, like, folds back and turns into a gun.
Okay.
Just like, Yeah, in What was I going to say? Right, like, in once you get 4 segments in your ATB bar, then you can, ATB gauge, then she does this combo and she does a backflip and shoots it. And I was like, oh, so it is a gun, and she actually uses it like one. And, yeah, the Gestalt system's kind of cool when you...
The what system?
It's called, like, Gestalt, G-E-S-T-A-L-T. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Gestalt, I guess.
I was thinking Gestalt, and then I asked my dad, and he's like, Gestalt. Because it's got some other meaning elsewhere.
Okay.
Anyways, so when you do a summon, so far I've only had 2 people in the party, so the summon replaces one of the players in the party, and it's got this gauge that goes down slowly as it gets damaged and over time.
Okay.
And then you've got, like, a meter that builds up, and once the meter is basically full, you don't have to do it when it's full, I don't think. I think you can use it anytime.
Alright.
But you can enter, like, Gestalt mode, where they switch to their, like, vehicle mode. For Lightning, she, like, jumps on the back of the horse, and there's a cool cutscene, but you can skip it if you want.
Okay, yeah, I had seen, like, my friend showing me a video with all the summons in the game, so.
Okay, yeah. And then they've got, like, that meter in the corner that my brother is like, is that, like, a, okay, now I can't think of the word. Is that, like, showing how fast you're going? I'm like...
An accelerometer?
Yeah, there we go. I'm like, no, it shows you how much it costs for each move. And he's like, oh, use the most powerful one now. I'm like, no, I want to use it at the end. He's like, but it'll be more better. More better, yes. At the end, if you have more points or whatever they're called. And then I tried that, and it was cool.
Nice.
Graphics are still amazing. I sometimes question if the cutscenes are pre-rendered or not, because the game engine is that good.
That's pretty awesome.
Though you still can tell, it's just sometimes you have to think about it. Story, as I said, is continuing along nicely. I haven't gone to the part where it opens up a lot yet. That's okay. Going to be later on.
Yeah, I've heard that it's not, like, until, like, really close to the end, so.
Yeah. I think it's another couple of hours or so for me. That's what I heard, at least. Anything else? No, not really. It's really good. The music is great because I download the soundtrack now, so I've been listening to that.
That's always good.
Well, yeah, the battle theme. The battle theme is really good. I also found a techno remix on YouTube,
yeah,
so that was cool.
Yeah, you've been mentioning that a couple
I don't know if I mentioned
it
in the podcast. Oh, did I?
2 weeks ago, I think.
Oh, okay. And I've started using the upgrade system, which is kind of neat, because you can level up your weapons. Ooh. So you basically don't need to buy weapons after a certain point.
That would be handy.
Yeah. So you just use items, and some of them give you a bonus, like a multiplier for experience, because you need a certain amount of experience, which you get by using items to level up the weapons.
Huh.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. I kind of need to wait till a little bit later on now, because I've leveled up a bunch of them, and I just don't have any items left.
Oh.
Yeah. It's cool, though. And everyone's opened up a little bit more. Everyone gets more in their Crystarium system, which is the leveling up system. I don't know if I talked about that. Did I?
I'm not sure. It's similar to the Sphere Grid.
It's kind of this... Yeah, it's...
Right.
Yeah, like, it starts at the center with the one thing, and then you have to pick with the paradigm shift, like, each of the classes, basically. Each character has a certain number of them, and then later on they'll expand so they get more. I think in the end everyone can do everything, just not as well as others, obviously.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it's a lot... It's very linear, though. It's sort of like you go around in a circle, and sometimes there's a branch off. But basically just level it up, and then you, if they... Only at certain points throughout the game, it'll expand how many levels there are. Okay. And then you can go up from one circle to the next circle, because it's 3D.
Well, one question I have is, like, since you only control one character at a time in battles, right?
Yep.
So, like, can you... Like, when you're not in battle, do you choose which of the 3 characters you're currently controlling that you... Like, that are currently being used in battle, do you choose which one you want to control?
Not at the moment, actually. It's kind of... They're... kind of like railroading the story at the moment.
It's like, yeah, you play as this character, these other characters are in battle with you.
Yeah, pretty much. Especially since the party's all split up right now, it's like, well, if it's Lightning and Hope, you're playing as Lightning, until this one part where Hope's like, I want to take the lead, and then there's a little cutscene, and they talk about, and it's some character development about him growing, and I don't know, stuff like that. But yeah, you rotate throughout people, which is nice. And, yeah, the shop system, as we'd mentioned, like, without the towns and stuff before, it actually does end up working based on how the story works. Like, it wouldn't make sense for you to be able to do anything. There is one city that of course, you pass through. You don't really stay in any city.
Yeah.
Where it's Palimpolam, where they actually have, like, a marketplace, and it's one of the few places. It's sort of a luxury to have an actual market since everything's bought online in their setting. But yeah, I hope to get a little bit farther in that and hopefully find out some more stuff and when it opens up and all that and see how it goes. Speaking of 13, though, it's apparently the fastest-selling game in the Final Fantasy franchise so far. It's sold, how many was it? It's sold a total of 96 million units globally. I'm assuming that's on all systems.
That's the series.
Oh.
The series.
Oh, the series, sorry. whoops.
The game itself sold over 1 million units in North America in its first 5 days. That's 360 and PS3. And it had apparently shipped 5 million units globally since the game's launch in Japan, which was in December.
Wow. Yeah, so what were you doing Final Fantasy-wise this week?
Well, I was hoping to jump back into my playthrough of Final Fantasy V. I've been playing that on the Game Boy Advance. I didn't manage to get any time with that, but that's a pretty good one. It's really open-ended because in terms of the characters you're using, because you can basically pick whatever class you want for each of the characters, and then it's sort of like you get so much techniques and level up so much with one class, and that opens the other classes that they can use, like advanced classes and stuff.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, so I didn't actually end up getting into that. I'm hoping to be going back. I think I'm close to 2/3 of the way through the game now, because I don't want to spoil anything, so I won't explain where I am, even though it is... I don't know how old. Anyways, what I have been playing, though, is a completely different take on the Final Fantasy series, which is Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles Ring of Fates for the DS.
Yes.
I'm borrowing it from my friend since I didn't end up picking it up when it came out a couple of years back. So, drinking water. Don't worry. I'm not dead.
Staying hydrated. Always good.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a mana potion.
It's pretty fun. It's a lot like the original Crystal Chronicles before, of course. Right. One of the things that they've added that I do like is that you can jump.
Yes.
It's nice that you can jump.
Yeah.
I'm playing through the story mode only. I haven't done the creating of characters. But I'm usually playing as the Uke, just because the Ukes are my favorite tribe in the Crystal Chronicles subseries.
They're pretty cool.
Because there's the Clavats, the Selkies, which are both the human tribes.
Yeah,
the Selkies are more sneaky and agile.
Yeah, they've got and looks wise, they've got all the fur from wolves and stuff.
Yeah, and blue hair usually.
Yeah,
and in a few of the Crystal Chronicles games, they seem to be kind of outlaws and sort of
roguish.
Yeah, and hated by the rest of the society.
Yeah, they're kind of Clavats are kind of the humans, and then the Selkies are kind of the special humans off to the side. They're well, similar, but different.
I think special is a bad way to put it.
Maybe. They're a different...
But anyways,
yeah.
Then you've got the Lilties, which are short little things with weird...
Poofs on their
head.
Yeah. Well, not really poofs.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What to call. And then there are the Ukes, which are tall, lanky, mysterious, armor-wearing... well, in the Crystal Bearers, actually, they're just completely in armor.
Right.
You can't see their arms or anything.
They
seem to have feathered arms in, the early games. But anyways, so in Ring of Fates, one of the things that's a bit different from the original Crystal Chronicles is the magic system. From what I understand, it's kind of a cross between the original Crystal Chronicles and the system that they have in Final Fantasy VIII.
Oh, really?
Because in the original, since there's the Magicite wells that you pick up,
and then
you can use them, and you hold X and you move the target area, and that's where it attacks.
Right.
But it's when you get a Magicite, when you use that spell, you use it, and you can hold up to however many of each different type of Magicite, and then every character can use all of them. So I think that's kind of it was in 8, where I'm not sure if every character could use every different kind of magic, but it was, the amount of magic you could use, you had to, get that,
oh, okay.
thing of that magic from enemies. I'm pretty sure. I haven't actually played 8, but
yeah, neither
from what I've heard, and I've watched my friend playing.
It's been a while since I played Ring of Fates, too.
But yeah, so it's kind of cool system for the Magic.
And now, how does it work when you want to combine them again? Because I remember like there was something cool with that.
If you want to combine it with just your own character, you use the Magic, put the target down, then you hit L, and then that one stays in place.
Right.
And then you hit X again, move the target over that again, and then it'll combine the two spells, which is how you get, like, the more advanced spells, like, from Fire to Fear or Furaga, or to get make Gravity or Slow or Haste or anything like that.
It's always fun. And then if you're doing, like, multiplayer, it's just, like, both players put their targets over the
same
section.
And then you can also do that in single player as well. If you have more than one character with you, you move one, you use your spell, and then if someone else has a spell like currently equipped on them that is compatible to combine with that spell, you can tap them on the touch screen and they'll start casting magic, which will line up with yours as well.
Oh, nice.
So I'm not too far into that, I don't think. I've beaten, I think, 3 or 4 of the dungeons, I guess. Not really dungeons, but I think I'm about 4 or 5 hours in. So I'm having fun with it. It's, as I said, it's a lot of Crystal Chronicles. One thing I don't like is I think the voice acting is pretty bad.
Ooh, I don't really remember.
There's not a ton of it since it is a DS game, so
yeah, of course.
There's not enough space in the cartridge to have like voice acting all the time, but it's not exactly the greatest voice acting. I'm not a huge fan.
At least it's not like 13, where like half the game is cutscenes.
voices. It's pretty much all that I've been playing in Final Fantasy related. So.
Yeah, same.
Now, I guess we'll just start talking about the series in general. What time are we at?
It's 12:56.
The
recording.
Podcast.
Podcast, yes.
I know what time it is.
Okay, I didn't know that. It's about 17 minutes.
Okay, yeah.
In 10 seconds.
We can keep going for a while still. So what games in the series have you completed? Or have you even finished any of them?
Completed? Well... you know me.
That's the second question.
Yeah, well, I'm working on being 13, of course. Have I actually beaten any of them?
We'll go main series first, and then...
Yeah. I was pretty far through 10. I think I got past the lightning planes. It was like some... It's some place that's very reminiscent in 13, actually. It like just opens up a lot. And it's very rolling hills and plains and stuff. It's all green and open sky.
Okay.
I haven't played 10 in a long time, though. I got distracted by something else, I think. Should go back and finish that. Didn't really play 9. Just watched people play that. 8, I played the demo on the computer, because they had that. I borrowed 7, and turned out that because I had a PS2, I needed a PS1 memory card or something.
Oh.
So it was kind of like, okay, play for an hour, and then I find the first save point, and I'm like, save. I can't save. Oh.
Wow.
So then I, like, went and either got a new proper memory card or reformatted or something, but I was kind of like, I don't want to go play that hour all over again, because it was, like, 5 minutes after I figured out how to get all the space I needed, and I was like,
oh.
Okay, yeah, not doing this now. And then didn't go and do it again. Or I could try and do it all in one go sometime.
That could work.
No. Not for me, at least. Then I haven't... I don't think I've really played anything before 7. I've seen them and everything, but I haven't really played them. Crystal Chronicles, the original, was really fun, because I remember playing that with other people. I really like what they did with the whole Game Boy connectivity, but I wish they'd done something, or they will come out with something, like, with the Wii and the DS like
that. Well, there is, with Echoes of Time.
Can you do the whole multiplayer and connect and stuff?
Because I'm pretty sure the people playing on the DS need to have their own game cartridge, like for the DS version of the game.
Yeah.
But it's still the same idea.
Okay. Well, I hadn't really looked into that one because I was like, oh, it's not the same. And then I think my subscription to Nintendo Power ran out, so I hadn't read up on it.
Yeah, I didn't read too much about it, but I don't know. I wasn't super interested in it. Something that was kind of disappointed with that is actually, like, for the Wii version, they barely updated the graphics at all from the DS version, so it's kind of like,
yeah.
Not sure that's the best way to go about that.
Speaking of the theme this week, my role-playing group that plays, like, D&D, well, what? Do you have more to say?
You didn't even let me talk about the games that I...
Okay, sorry, I just was going off on a tangent there. Continue, though.
So I'm more of the opposite of you in that I've mostly only played the earlier games in the series.
Ooh.
I've played about halfway through one, I think. Played a little bit of two, but not very much at all. I definitely played a little bit of three at some point. Four is the only game in the main series that I've actually completed all the way through.
Okay. Well, they are long games.
20, 30 hours-ish. It's not that long for an RPG compared to some other... compared to console RPGs today. And then, as I said, I'm playing through five. And I've also played a bit of six. And I've played some seven as well. It's pretty good from what I played. I was still on the first disc, but I got further than you did. I was playing that at my friend's house, since he still has his original PlayStation.
Oh, yeah.
I played everything from 1 to 7 at least once, and I've watched people play everything from 8 to 12, except for 11. Which
I was just thinking of. I was like,
Actually, something kind of neat about 11 is that apparently it was the first MMORPG that was cross-console.
Oh,
like,
really?
The people playing on the PS2 and the 360 and the PC could all play together.
Oh, nice.
So I've completed, as I said, I've completed Final Fantasy IV, working on V, and Ring of Fates. And then I've actually finished the original Crystal Chronicles for the GameCube. I enjoyed that game quite a bit. It's kind of cool how you can choose to fight the final boss, like go through the last level and fight the final boss, whatever you want, because like there's, you know, remember how there was like the year system?
Yeah, like, I really like that.
Yeah, so then like whenever you wanted, as soon as you gained access to that area, you could just go and fight the final boss.
Huh.
Go through the area that he's in and fight him, so... I actually finished that one on my own. I don't think I played too very much with other people, but it was, like, I still enjoyed it quite a bit, even just playing by myself. So if I had had more time to play with other people, I'm sure I would have enjoyed that one even more.
Yeah, like, it really had good multiplayer.
But, like, even the single player I enjoyed quite a bit. So,
oh, yeah. It was just a fun game.
And then, also, I have played through Final Fantasy Tactics Advance. Completely different, once again, from the rest of the series, since it's like strategy RPG.
Oh, yeah.
A little turn-based strategy RPG, but strategy RPG nonetheless. So that I enjoyed quite a bit. It's been a long time since I've played it. I never actually got around to going through and finishing all 300 missions, but I did get some of the different characters, like some of the hidden characters that you can get after you finish the game. What other Final Fantasy games have I played? Let's see here.
It seems there is a free trial for 11, so I'll have to check that out sometime.
Ooh, that could be neat. I don't think I played any of A2. That was like...
The Advance.
The DS.
Right, DS.
Tactics game. Oh, yeah, and I've also played all the way through Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles, the Crystal Bearers for the Wii. That was pretty fun and completely different even from the rest of the Crystal Chronicles games, since you didn't directly attack anything. Like, you used your powers, like your gravity powers, to basically, like, pick up and throw objects at enemies, or pick up enemies and throw them, or there's some enemies you could pick up and press B, and then you would use abilities that they have.
Oh, wow.
So that was... And then the final boss in that game was just crazy. Like, I was like, what? it really surprised me.
Oh, right, I played a bunch of 12. I got to King Wraithwall's Tomb and then stopped. That was pretty cool. It was an interesting change from the, like, turn-based system with the whole running around and everything. And also made random encounters really easy to go past, because you just held the run key, like, the run buttons, and you just keep running past them.
That would be nice, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, well, if you want, you didn't have to worry about going to the screen and tapping run, and then having it do the little animation saying, yes, you did, in fact, run away.
Or not letting you run away.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a cool one. I also played Dirge of Cerberus.
Oh.
The one that focused on Valentine. Right? Yeah. That one was kind of cool. I've heard people who are fans of 7 weren't fans of that one because, like...
I've just heard that a lot of people weren't really fans of that one in general.
Yeah, it's because it's got the shooter element, especially. Like, it's a shooter with RPG elements, like, to level up your guns and stuff like that.
But it's mostly just a third-person shooter, I guess.
Yeah, I think you can switch to first-person mode. Like, I played that a couple of years ago, so... it was cool if you liked Vincent, because, like, it was all about him.
Yeah.
People were just kind of like, well, this is dumb, because it's basically just trying to sell off on Vincent, I think.
Yeah. So that one took place after Advent Children?
I think so, yeah.
Or is it between 7 and Advent Children?
I'm not entirely sure.
Let's look it up.
I've got Wikipedia open. Wikipedia knows all, even though some of you may...
It's more reliable than you think.
Yeah, like, we've tested it, remember? We went on... what page did we do that on again?
I think that was Boba Fett and Leon Kennedy that we were messing around with.
Yeah, we went and, like, purposely vandalized it.
And then we got our friend's computer IP address banned from...
Wikipedia?
Yeah.
Editing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see, yeah, it was interesting, and people changed it within, like, 5 minutes. So, you know that people actually go and change it. I go and change things if I see stuff's wrong, so.
Yeah, I'll even change stuff if it's just, like, a spelling error or something.
Yeah. I'm trying to find... Down.
But, yeah, so, Advent Children, that's another game... well, not game, but...
I can't see what you're pointing at. There's a separate screen. Okay. That's what it looks like.
So, the Advent Children, that was kind of interesting.
It seems that Dirge of Cerberus comes after 7.
Wait. Oh, it doesn't say if it's before. It must say somewhere if it's before or after Advent Children.
It doesn't seem like it specifies where it fits in the chronology compared to the films. And by films, I mean... Advent Children Complete. And then, I guess, Last Order.
What was Last Order?
It was, like, the anime that came with the DVD for Advent Children.
Oh, okay.
I don't think we ended up watching that.
No, we didn't.
I think it's only dubbed. I think it's only subbed, though.
Okay. I don't really care.
Yeah, I don't know. We should watch that sometime, then.
Yeah.
But, yeah. It was... The gameplay was, like, relatively fun. People complained about the story being crap or something. I don't even know how far through the game I got for Cerberus, but it was fun. Like, I enjoyed the gameplay. It's like, okay, cool, I get to play as Vincent, I get to turn into this creature and, like, destroy things. But yeah, speaking of the movie, I've got the gift set for that, and that was nice, because it had, like, the script and everything, and postcards and all that crazy...
extra stuff.
Yeah. And we both watched it.
Yeah, and then...
Twice?
We kind of watched Advent Children Complete.
I kind of fell asleep.
Yeah.
So I still have to watch that.
And I think at some point we ended up skipping through some stuff.
Oh. Maybe.
I can't remember.
I watched the Sephiroth fight. Cool.
Yeah.
Like, afterwards.
With this crazy long sword.
Which I think got longer and complete. Like, I don't even know. It seems to just grow as the series goes on.
Well, one thing I'd like to do... is one of the reasons that I want to actually play through 7 is just so that I can actually see what Cloud is like as a character, so that I can develop my own opinion of him instead of just being like watching everyone else be like, he's a whiny emo.
Yeah.
I don't know that. I haven't played all the way through 7. He didn't seem like that too much from what I have played of it, so.
Yeah, I should probably do that too. I would like to.
Spoilers, Aeris dies.
What? I didn't know that already from like 5 years ago, even though I hadn't played the game.
5 years. Seven came out a lot more than 5 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
More like
10,
no,
13.
Like 13-ish, I think.
Wasn't it 97?
That would be 13 years ago. Just click. Just click, buddy.
Where?
Buddy, right there.
Oh, there. Okay.
Gosh.
I was looking at all the subtitles and everything.
Let's see here.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, 13 years ago.
Yeah.
About.
January 31st, 1997.
But where's that from? What country is that? Is that Japan?
That would be Japan. North America was...
Yeah, it was 13 years ago, no matter how you look at it.
Yep.
No matter how you slice it.
There was a Windows port for it?
I guess so.
Huh.
Only released in North America and Europe, though. Just like the 360 version of 13.
Hmm.
I guess they probably figured it wasn't worth the extra money to release it in Japan on 360.
I guess so.
And,
of course, they have it on the PlayStation Network, because...
Yeah, that's one of the things that I'd be getting... Excuse me. If I were to get a PS3, I'd want to download 7...
Oh yeah,
I'd like to play. I also want to play 6. I want to play through 6 sometime. So I want to find the Game Boy Advance version of that, since that's probably the most easily accessible version for me to actually find and play legally.
Like, I want to play one of the old ones and make a party of white mages.
Why?
I don't know. I want to see how it would go. I think I heard good things about it.
Why would you do that?
Entire party of white mages.
But you can't attack. You would try attacking, and it would do like barely any damage.
And then you'd heal.
It would take forever to finish the game. And besides, there are some games where you wouldn't be able to do that anyways.
True. But there's one or two.
Like you can do that in 6 or in 4.
Yeah, but I'm not saying
all
of them.
I don't think you could in 2 either.
There's one of them that you can, I'm sure.
So 1, 3, or 5. Maybe not 1 either, because I'm not sure if you can pick more than one of the same thing in 1.
I've heard the jokes about parties of all white mages. And then I thought about...
So you might only be able to do that in 3 and 5.
Oh well, it's still one game. Or 2. We'll see.
See, right here, this word describes exactly what that would be. Tedious.
True. Speaking of party composition, my role-playing group, as I was accidentally cutting you off before, we're starting to play the Final Fantasy role-playing game that was fan-made that we found online. It's kind of cool because it lets you play from pretty much any setting. And it's very based off of the game, like, for stats and everything.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah, we're going to play, like, the DM who's running it loves 10, so we're playing it in Spyro. I forget where we're putting it chronologically. Like, it might be before or after actual 10. But yeah, the only weird thing is he's, like, allowing races from, like, any of the games kind of thing.
Oh.
And classes. Within reason.
So that can be kind of odd, though.
Yeah, like, it's sort of a modified version of Spyro, okay. I guess. But yeah, it's pretty cool. Magic's got MP, which is interesting, since I'm used to D&D, where it's spells per day. And stats are normal.
Can you use summons?
Yes. Our party leader is actually the summoner. She normally plays a bard in our D&D game. So, we'll see how that goes. I think I'm still debating between white and red mage, because I was thinking white mage just to, like, change it up, because I normally do, like, snipers or rangers or fighters or something like that, or wizards, but I'm never a healer. So I was like, maybe a white mage would be good.
Maybe it's because it's boring.
Yeah, you might sometimes just turn into heal bots. But yeah, so I was like, maybe I should try it out, and then I'm like, wait, I could be a red mage, be versatile.
I guess that works.
Yeah. Because, I don't know, I basically want to base my Red Mage off of Red Mage from 8-Bit Theater. Because he's just amazing. And he's like, here, I'll just go change my character sheet. Look, I've got ranks in bridge building. It's like, you changed your what?
Why would you need bridge building?
I don't know, he switched them from, like, cake decorating to bridge building. I was like, why do you have ranks in that? I didn't know that skill existed.
Why would you need ranks in bridge building?
I think they need to get across a bridge.
So get a carpenter! There's probably one in a local town nearby that you can do an arbitrary side quest in order to get items for it, to get his tools back so that he can make the bridge for you.
Oh, probably. And unless you're a black mage from 8-Bit Theater, then you just want to kill them.
Anyways, some other stuff we could discuss from the series. Running themes. You've got your SIDs.
Yep, 13 SID is pretty cool.
Really?
He's a brigadier general.
Is he very grumpy?
I've seen him in one cutscene so far, but he just looked really cool and is ending up helping people.
Because that seems to be an often reoccurring theme with the Sids, is that they are very grumpy people.
Yeah, he's the Brigadier General of the airships.
Okay, good. I was just about to ask, does he have to do with airships?
Yeah, he's the Brigadier General of, like, this fleet of ships that monitor the area. I forget what the term is for the group, but it's cool.
Do the airships in 13 look more or less sci-fi-y than the ones in 12?
I'd say more. I will try and find it.
Because the ones
right
in
now.
12 already looked pretty sci-fi-y.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. But yeah, let's see. Images. Hey, Casey. Right, 13 airships.
I'm assuming you're not recording.
Yes, we are.
Then why are you talking about airships?
Because we're talking about airships.
Stop it.
Yeah, so here's a picture of the airships.
You're just going to cut that out after, I guess?
So here's some pictures of the airships. See, they've got, like, the blue parts on some of them. They've got these, like, trails of magic. I think it's some magi technology thing.
Okay.
And some of them, they, like, spin around the central part and make it fly. And that's just this huge one. I forget. I think that's, like, the command ship. So, yeah.
Okay.
They're kind of sci-fi.
All right.
They're cool, though.
Then, other recurring themes, of course, you got the Moogles.
There's Sid.
Chocobos.
Okay. Anyways.
He looks like he could be kind of grumpy.
Yeah. He's kind of got that slight emo look to him, too.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
I don't know. Anyways.
He has the potential to be cool.
There's chocobos and Moogles.
Chocobos, yes, because there's the chocobo chick in Saw's hair.
Have you seen any Moogles in 13 yet?
I haven't seen any Moogles, which surprises me. I'm not sure if or
no,
where they exist.
There can't not be any.
They could be somewhere. And apparently the chocobos grow really fast, because, like, they buy them for their kids, and then, like, they grow into big chocobos, and I think there's a racetrack somewhere or something.
Riding chocobos is always fun, especially in 3D games.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait for that.
But anyways, we're basically out of time now, so...
I guess we should still do a question of the week, and I guess that'd be, which is your favorite Final Fantasy game?
Yeah.
Main
series, offshoot, or both?
Yeah.
And
then I guess for the classics, if you want to specify maybe which is your favorite class, too?
Yeah, or if you want to be really general, if you prefer the more classic style ones or 3D, so like 1 to 6 or 7 to 13.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so that has been the BitBoys podcast for Friday, April 2nd. And we'll see you all next week.
Next week.